今天的经文呢是记载在《使徒行传》20章17至38节。保罗从米利都打发人往以弗所去，请教会的长老来。他们来了，保罗就说：你们知道，自从我到亚西亚的日子以来，在你们中间始终为人如何服侍主，凡事谦卑，眼中流泪，又因犹太人的谋害经历试炼。你们也知道，凡与你们有益的，我没有一样避讳不说的，或在众人面前，或在各人家里，我都教导你们。又对犹太人和希利尼人证明当向神悔改，信靠我主耶稣基督。现在我往耶路撒冷去，心甚迫切，不知道在哪里要遇见什么事，但知道圣灵在各城里向我指证，说有捆锁与患难等待我。我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程，成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事，证明神恩惠的福音。我素常在你们中间来往，传讲神国的道。如今我晓得，你们以后都不得再见我的面了。所以我今日向你们证明，你们中间无论何人死亡，罪不在我身上。因为神的旨意，我并没有一样避讳不传给你们的。圣灵立你们作全群的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎，牧养神的教会，就是他用自己血所买来的。我知道，我去以后必有凶暴的豺狼进入你们中间，不爱惜羊群。就是你们中间也必有人起来说悖谬的话，要引诱门徒跟从他们。所以你们应当警醒，纪念我三年之久昼夜不住的流泪劝诫你们各人。如今我把你们交托神和他恩惠的道，这道能建立你们，叫你们和一切成圣的人同得基业。我未曾贪图一个人的金银衣服，我这两只手常供给我和痛人的需要，这是你们自己知道的。我凡事给你们作榜样，叫你们知道应当这样劳苦扶助软弱的人，又当纪念主耶稣的话，说施比受更为有福。保罗说完了这话，就跪下同众人祷告。众人痛哭，抱着保罗的颈项和他亲嘴。叫他们最伤心的就是他说以后不能再见我面那句话，于是送他上船去了。今天我们的讲员是即将荣休的陈卓明主任牧师，主题是重要的临别语。
Good morning, everybody.
各位早晨。
This will be my last sermon at the third service as senior pastor.
今天这篇的道是我作为主任牧师在第三堂最后一篇的道。
As most of you know, I'll be retiring as senior pastor at the end of October.
很多人知道我会在十月底就退休，不再是主任牧师。
And though I shared about my retirement a year ago, the time is quickly approaching.
当我在去年去宣告我会退休之后，时间过得很快。
I've less than 2 months as senior pastor.
剩下不够两个月的时间，我做主任牧师。
And in a church like ours with 7 services, it'll take me a while to preach through all the services.
我教会有7个嘅崇拜，我需要一段时间让我去喺唔同堂会讲出我最后嘅信息。
And I've been thinking and praying about what to share in my last sermon.
我不断祈祷同思想我嘅最后讲将要讲啲咩嘢嘅信息咧。
And I've chosen to preach this goodbye sermon by Paul to the elders at Ephesus in Acts chapter 20.
我就選擇去講呢一處保羅喺使徒行傳第二十章呢篇同以弗所教會長老佢哋道別嘅呢個信息。
It is the only sermon recorded in the book of Acts that is addressed particularly to Christians.
呢篇係唯一一篇嘅講道係記錄喺使徒行傳裏邊係講俾一啲信徒聽嘅。
All the other sermons are addressed to unbelievers.
其他嘅講章都係對象都係一啲未信嘅人。
But the Holy Spirit guided the writer Luke to record some of the details of this message, starting with verse 17.
而聖靈引導作者路加係將呢篇講章當中好多嘅細節記錄喺呢個經文嘅裏邊，由第十七節開始。
Now Paul is on his third missionary journey.
保羅當時係喺佢嘅第三次嘅宣教旅程嘅裏邊。
It took him to what we call Asia Minor or modern-day Turkey.
佢去到當時稱為亞西亞嘅地區，而今日我哋稱之為土耳其嘅地方。
And in the text, it's called Asia.
而經文裏邊係稱為亞西亞。
But obviously, it's Asia Minor.
即係今日嘅亞洲，但經文裏邊講到係個小亞西亞嘅地區。
Now, Ephesus is on the west coast of Asia Minor.
而以弗所的地方就是在亞西亞的地區的西邊的海岸。
It is facing Greece.
是它是迎面是面向這個希臘半島。
And Paul spent 3 years ministering in the city of Ephesus.
而保羅在那個以弗所的地方是有3年那麼久是在當中服侍。
And as far as we know, it's the longest that he spent in any one city.
是我们所知道他一个地方逗留最长 的城市。
He did evangelism, he taught, he encouraged the church at Ephesus.
他那地方是传福音去教导和鼓励当地 的教会。
And it became a thriving church.
而这教会也都成为一间很兴旺的教会。
But Paul felt compelled that he needed to go back to Jerusalem.
但是保罗有感動要去翻去耶路撒冷。
But God indicated that if he went to Jerusalem, he probably will never ever come back to Ephesus.
而聖靈神向保羅講，當佢去到耶路撒冷之後，佢會冇機會重返以弗所。
So Paul wanted to say goodbye to the people at Ephesus.
而保羅又想向呢班以弗所嘅信徒去道別。
But then, since there are so many people in Ephesus, he just called the elders to come meet him in a city called Miletus, 30 miles away.
而因為佢喺以弗所認識好多信徒，所以保羅就覺得唔方便去到嗰地方去親自道別，就邀請當地嘅長老去到沙利以外嘅一個叫米利都嘅地方同佢哋去道別。
So Paul wanted to be in Jerusalem by the feast of Pentecost.
而保羅亦都想喺呢個嘅五旬節之前去到耶路撒冷。
So he didn't want to have a lot of goodbye parties or anything else like that. He just wanted to just say goodbye and talk to the leaders of the church.
所以保羅唔想話有太多嘅慶祝道別嘅活動，佢只係想向以弗所長老有一段臨別嘅説話。
Now, when you see in the text it calls the elders, it doesn't mean it's just talking about the old people in the church.
經文提到是以弗所的長老，但意思不是那間教會裡面比較年紀大的人。
The elders were actually the highest level of leadership in the church.
長老是指那間教會一些在最高領導位置的一班人。
Now, initially when the church just began, the apostles were the leaders of the church.
當教會剛剛去建立的時候，當時教會是使徒所引導、所帶領的。
But as the church grew, the elders were appointed in each of the local church.
但當教會是不斷發展的時候，使徒們就揀選長老去帶領教會。
And certainly the elders were spiritually mature believers.
長老就是一班靈性上成熟的領袖。
And in the New Testament, it uses the title elders or overseers or pastors interchangeably.
而新約聖經就用到監督、長老或者係牧者呢啲字去交替運用去描寫呢班人。
So as Paul is addressing these elders, these leaders in the church, He wanted to tell them how to take care of the church in the future after he's gone.
當時保羅就對住呢一班嘅領袖去説話，佢想同呢班領袖講，當佢離開之後，佢哋要點樣牧養呢間教會。
Now, certainly, I need to point out there are certain differences between the story in the book of Acts and our situation here.
但我指出，其實當時保羅嘅情況同我現今我退休情況係有啲唔同嘅。
So certainly, I'm not an apostle like Paul.
首先，我唔係一個使徒，好似保羅咁樣。
And I don't plan to go away and never come back.
你都唔打算走之後唔翻嚟。
I don't actually have very specific plans in terms of my retirement.
而對於我退休之後，我未有一個好具體嘅計劃。
I am planning to go to the Philippines in November to help train some ministers working with missionary Sharon Tan.
而喺十一月，我就會啟程去到菲律賓，同我哋嘅宣教士 Sharon Tan 去訓練一啲當地嘅年輕嘅傳道人。
But I continue to plan to serve in ministry in some capacity even in retirement.
而我亦打算，當我退休之後，仲係某程度上係參與侍奉嘅。
I just won't be senior pastor.
但我只會唔再係主任牧師。
For instance, I plan to finish a book on parenting I started many, many years ago, but never got published.
我打算完成我本嘅著作，係關於做父母嘅。好多年前開始咗，但而家都仲未完成。
I have no plans to move away to some other place.
我唔打算搬遷離開波士頓。
But I'm also open to whatever the Lord wants me to do in the future.
但我對於神對我嘅計劃，我係持一個開放嘅態度。
But in my closing sermon, I do want to share with you some of the things that Paul shared with his leaders in Ephesus.
但係喺我呢個可以話係主任牧師嘅最後篇講章嘅裏邊，我想講一啲分享一啲嘅內容係同保羅喺呢處講嘅分享係相同嘅。
Now you may say, well, he's addressing Paul is addressing the leaders of the church.
或者你會話呢處保羅所講嘅對象係一班教會領袖。
And I'm not a leader.
而我並唔係領袖。
But in some sense, all of us are leaders.
但其實我哋每人都係領袖。
You see, a leader is a person that influences other people.
領袖就係一個人能夠對別人作出影響。
And all of us influence other people.
而我哋某程度上都對別人作出影響。
You can be an older sister.
你可能係一個家姐。
You could be a mother, a father.
你可能係一個人嘅父母。
You could be a boss.
你可能係一間公司嘅老闆。
You could be a neighbor.
或者你鄰舍。
You may be a classmate.
或者你係一啲人嘅同學，
or you could be a roommate，
或者係一個室友。
In all those situations, you influence other people。
喺嗰啲情況嘅裏邊，你都係不斷嘅影響緊別人。
And obviously, elders perhaps have more influence because of their position。
而長老可能基於佢哋嘅身份、佢哋嘅位置，佢哋對人哋有更加多嘅影響。
But in some sense, all of us are leaders because all of us have influence over other people。
但某啲程度，我哋個人都係領袖，我哋係不斷嘅影響別人。
So I see this message from Paul applies to all of us.
所以我認為保羅嘅呢篇信息可以用喺我哋個人身上。
And I want to share with you three main ideas from this goodbye sermon.
我想按呢篇嘅講道去分享三點。
And in English, they all begin with L, so you can sort of remember a little bit.
而英文呢三點都係用 L 呢英文字母開始嘅，可以方便記憶。
The first is to lead by example.
第一點就係我哋要以身作則嘅去領導。
And you can see this in verses 18 through 28.
我哋可以從第十八到廿八節睇到。
Immediately, as you see in verse 18, Paul draws attention to his own life.
而喺第十八節裏邊，我哋睇到保羅係要當時嗰班嘅長老去注意佢嗰個嘅生命。
Verse 18, Paul says, "You yourselves know how I lived among you the whole time from the first day that I set foot in Asia."
第十八節，保羅話：你們知道，自從我到亞西亞的日子以來，在你們中間始終為人如何。
Later on in verse 28, Paul tells the elders to pay attention to their own lives as they lead the church.
第28節，保罗提醒呢班长老，你们当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎。
Verse 28 says, pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock.
保罗话喺第28節，你哋要谨慎你自己，亦都谨慎你哋嗰啲嘅会众。
And so in this first section, Paul kind of reviews his life.
在这个章的初段，保罗是叫那班的听众去留意，去重温他那个生命。
And what he's saying to the elders is, I led you by example.
而他对这班长老说，我是以身作则的去领导你们。
Yes, I did a lot of preaching and teaching.
是我有很多机会是去讲道和教导。
Most importantly, I led you by example.
但更加重要的是我用我的生命，我的榜样去做这个教导。
And particularly, I want you to know three things about leading by example.
当我们讲到要以身作则的时候，有三方面我们要思想的。
I want you to see his motive, his manner,and his message.
我要留意保罗佢嗰个动机，保罗嗰个态度同保罗嘅信息。
So the first is motive.
首先系保罗嗰个嘅动机。
What is Paul's motive and goal?
咩系保罗嘅动机，系佢嘅目标咧
？And we see this in verse 24.
喺第24节里边，我哋见到。
But I do not account my life of any value, nor as precious to myself, if only I may finish my course.And the ministry that I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God.
24节，保罗话：我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程，成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事，证明神恩惠的福音。
So Paul, since his conversion on the road to Damascus, has one focus.
自从保罗在这个大马色路上归信耶稣基督之后，他只有一个目标。
His goal is to testify of the gospel of the grace of God.
他目标就是去见证主耶稣那个恩典的福音。
And his life shows it.
而他的生命是完全彰显这件事。
He's willing to endure all kinds of hardship and persecution.
他愿意为此去忍受很多的困难和迫害。
He says he's even willing to risk death to complete his ministry.
他甚至愿意冒险去不以性命为念的去传福音。
And so if we are to follow the example of Paul, we hopefully also are committed to God's ministry for us as well.
当我们说要学习保罗榜样的时候，我们也都要委身于神的事工的里面。
That we have to have this laser-focused goal in our lives to glorify him.
我哋要有一個好似雷射咁準確嘅焦點，將我哋生命係定睛喺主耶穌身上。
Now,
基督嘅身上。
Paul uses the metaphor of a race.
保罗就用到一個比喻，就係賽跑嘅比喻。
And Paul is toward the last part of the race.
而保罗佢就係佢呢場賽事當中去到衝刺嘅階段。
Now, many of us are familiar with.The Boston Marathon.
我哋好多人都知道波士頓有呢個馬拉松嘅賽跑。
And so when people see the finish line, they don't necessarily slow down.
當嗰啲嘅參賽者去到接近終點嘅時候，佢哋係唔會慢落嚟嘅。
No, they actually try to speed up and give every ounce of energy to finish strong.
相反地，佢哋會用佢哋每一分嘅力量嘗試係用最快的速度去完成他们的赛事。
And that's what Paul did in his life.
保罗也一样在他生命当中。
Paul served the Lord for many years.
保罗已经在他生命里面服侍主多年了。
He encountered lots of hardships and trials.
他经历过很多不同的困难和挑战。
And as he gets older, he could think of retirement.
当他年纪老迈的时候，他可以想退休了，是吧？
He could probably think of a nice,place to settle down on the Mediterranean Sea so that he could just have a nice, easy life.
或者他可以想在地中海的海岸边找个地方去退休去休息。
But Paul is not letting up.
但保罗那刻不是说要放慢手脚。
He's saying, I want to finish the race and finish it strong.
他说我要完成这个赛事，并且是要 全力衝刺去完成。
And it doesn't matter if there's persecution or even death ahead of me.
就算在你面前的是迫害或者是死亡都好。
Now note that Paul's goal was not motivated by wealth or possessions.
而保罗他那个的侍奉的动力不是来自金银或者财物。
Look at verses 33 to 35.
留意第33和35节。
He says, I coveted no one's silver or gold or apparel. You yourselves know that these hands ministered to my necessities and to those who were with me. In all things, I've shown you that by working hard in this way, we must help the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
保罗说我未曾贪图一个人的金银衣服。我这两只手常供给我和同人的需用，这是你们自己知道的。我凡是给你们作榜样，叫你们知道应当这样劳苦，扶助软弱的人，又当纪念主耶稣的话，说施比受更为有福。
Paul was not focused on getting rich in the ministry.
保罗的目标不是要透过侍奉得着财富。
Any money that God gave him.He used it to help others.
神俾佢嘅每一分每一毫，佢用嚟去帮助别人。
He saw himself as blessed to be a blessing to others.
睇见自己佢系蒙福去作为别人嘅祝福。
Paul was focused on the ministry that God had given to him.
所以佢专注喺神所俾佢嘅事工嘅上边。
But the question is, what about you?
而问题就系我哋咧。
What motivates you?
咩嘢系你哋嗰个嘅？
What is your purpose and goal in life?
咩系你哋嗰个生命嘅目标
？For some of you, it is to get a degree from a well-known college.
有啲人可能你哋谂住系希望能够晋升一间名校去就读。
So for some of you, it is your career.
有啲人可能你嘅目标就系你哋嗰个事业。
You focus on the next promotion.
或者你去。希望得到下一次嘅晉升機會。
For some of you, it is to get married.
或者有啲人係諗住係希望能夠結婚。
Or to have a family and live, have a nice place in the suburbs.
而建立家庭喺郊區有間靚屋。
I probably most of us as parents who are taught us to study hard, to work hard, to make a lot of money.
而我哋嘅父母都教導我哋可能。是要勤力的读书，努力的工作。
But as Christians, we know that wealth is temporary.
而我哋作为基督徒，我哋都知道，财富是
temporary，
系暂时嘅。
But God wants us to use what He has given to us to be able to bless other people.
而神系要我哋用佢所俾我哋嘅祝福去祝福我哋身边嘅人。
And even the money and wealth that he gives to us can be utilized to extend God's ministry.
Yes, 我哋可以用神俾我哋嘅呢啲嘅祝福去发展神嘅事工。
So I hope that we would follow and lead, follow the example of Paul.
我哋应该系跟从保罗嘅榜样。
That we are committed and motivated to.Glorify God and to share the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我哋系要委身，同埋我哋要去参与，系去荣耀神，而系传主耶稣福音嘅工作。
And it doesn't mean that you have to be a pastor or a missionary.
但意思唔系话你个都要做牧师或者做宣教士。
God perhaps has called you to your particular career so that it can be used to share the gospel with others.
神可能要你用你嗰个嘅职业去作为一个嘅机会去将福音传开去。
Whether it be in your family or workplace or school place, you have a unique position of influence on other people.
无论喺你嘅家庭、喺你嗰个工作场所或者喺你学校嘅里边，都系一个地方你可以系去影响别人。
God perhaps has called you to be salt and light in those areas.
神系呼召你成为光，成为盐喺嗰地方嘅里边。
So I hope that you would be motivated and focused the way Paul was.
所以我勸喻你哋係好似保羅咁樣，係以係嗰個動力係來自神。
The second way besides looking at his motive is to look at his manner.
我哋專注保羅嗰個嘅動機之外，我哋要留意保羅嗰個態度。
Looking at verse 18 and 19, you yourselves know how I lived among you the whole time from the first day I set foot in Asia, serving the Lord with all humility.
18-19節裡面講到話，保羅話：你們知道，自從我到亞細亞的日子以來，在你們中間始終為人如何服侍主，凡事謙卑。
And so I want to just focus on this one quality of humility, though we could talk about tears and trials and things like that.
雖然我們可以看到保羅他流淚，他面對很多的困難，但我想在這裡專注就是講到保羅的謙卑。
Paul had a very successful ministry.
保羅有一個很成功的侍奉。
Miracles were being performed.
他行神蹟。
Decisions to trust Christ were made.
他亦都決定去令到人決定去相信基督。
People were baptized.
亦都有人係信而受洗。
And so many people, many churches were planted.
好多教會係被建立。
But Paul did not boast in the things that he did.
保羅從來冇為呢啲事而誇口。
Rather, he recognized that this was God's blessing upon him.
而他看到他承認這些是一切神的祝福
that God should receive all the glory.
而神是應得他多得的榮耀
So today, we would call such a person a servant leader.
而我今天我會稱這些人為一個的僕人領袖
Now when I first heard that term servant leader, I couldn't understand what does that mean?
當我第一次聽呢個名詞仆人領袖嘅時候，我唔係好明呢個字嘅意思係點解。
But it was a person who led, but yet did it in a humble way.
意思就係話呢個人係做領袖帶領嘅，但佢做嘅時候係一個用一個謙卑嘅方式去做。
Because when we think of a leader, we always think of someone who's in control.
當我諗到領袖嘅時候，諗到一個人係掌控事情。
Someone who's very confident in himself.
那個人是對自己很有信心的。
Someone who just kind of tells everybody what to do.
那個人是發施號令叫人做事的。
But that was not the example of Paul nor of Jesus.
這個並不是保羅或者耶穌的榜樣。
Listen to what Paul wrote about himself.
我看看保羅他怎樣去描寫他自己。
In 1 Corinthians 15:9, he says, I am the least of the apostles.
我睇睇保罗点写佢自己喺哥林多前书五章九节，保罗话：我原是使徒中最小的。
Ephesians 3:8 says, I am the least of all the saints。
而喺以弗所书三章八节里边，保罗话：我系众圣徒当中最卑微嗰个。
1 Timothy 1:15 he says, Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, whom I am foremost。
而喺提摩太前书第一章第十五節，保羅話：基督耶穌降世為要拯救罪人，這話是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人當中，我是個罪魁。
So the great Paul, the apostle and missionary, saw himself as the worst of sinners.
一位大嘅保羅，佢係一個宣教士，但佢睇自己係罪魁中罪人中當中嘅罪魁。
Paul did not have confidence in himself.
保羅嘅信心唔係建立。
But he had confidence in God.
建立在他对神的身上。
2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5 and 6 says, Not that we are sufficient in ourselves to claim anything is coming from us, but our sufficiency is from God, who made us competent to be ministers of a new covenant.
保罗在哥林多后书第三章五六节这样讲，并不是我们凭自己能承担什么事。我们所能承担的乃是出于神，他叫我们能承担这新约的执事。
So if we are to lead by example, what should characterize us is humility.
当我哋话我哋要去以身作则去带领嘅时候，我哋嗰个最重要嘅嗰个嘅特色系我哋要去谦卑。
So we've seen Paul's motive, which was to testify of God's grace.
保罗的动机是要去见证神的恩典。
We saw Paul's manner, which was focused on humility.
我们见到保罗的态度是要去表现出那种谦卑。
But finally, we want to look at his message.
然后最后看保罗的信息。
And we see this in verse 20 and verse 26.
我们留意经文的第22和26节。
Verse 20 says, For how I did not shrink from declaring to you anything that was profitable in teaching you in public and from house to house, testifying both to the Jew and to Greeks of repentance toward God and of faith in our Lord Jesus Christ.
第20节保罗说，我没有一样卑微不说的，或在众人面前，或在个人家里，我都教导你们。 又对犹太人和希腊人证明当向神悔改，信靠我主耶稣基督。
And then verse 26 and 27. Therefore I testified to you this day that I'm innocent of the blood of all of you, for I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole counsel of God.
第26、27节保罗也这么说，所以我今日向你们证明，你们中间无论何人死亡，罪不在我身上，因为神的旨意。
What Paul is saying is that my message was complete.
保罗在这里说，我所传的信息是完整的。
I did not leave out certain things.
我没有说将一些保留下来。
Because sometimes people don't want to hear certain things.
有时有些人对于某些信息的内容，他们是不想听。
Some people are not welcoming to hear those things in God's word.
有些人對於神的話語裡面某些的內容，他們是不想去接受的。
But Paul is saying, my message was complete.
保罗說，我所傳的信息是完整的。
And particularly verse 26 alludes to a passage in Ezekiel chapter 33.
而在26節裡面，保罗所用的詞彙其實是引用以西結書第33章的經文。
Now you don't have to turn there.
你不需要翻到去以色列书嗰度。
But God appointed the prophet Ezekiel to be like a watchman.
而喺嗰段经文里边，神话佢拣选以西结做一个嘅守望者。
He was like a watchman on the walls of the city.
就好似一个城墙上做守望嘅士兵一样。
And as a watchman, you're looking out over the wall and looking for the enemy, see if they're going to approach.
一个守望者，佢就系要经常守望，要留意究竟有冇敌人要入侵接近嗰个城市咧。
And if he sees danger out there, he's supposed to blow the trumpet, and everyone should be alerted that the enemy is coming.
佢工作就系当佢见到有敌人进犯嘅时候，佢应该系响起号角去唤醒城内嘅居民，让佢有所嘅防备。
Now, if the watchman was lazy or didn't do his job, then the enemy would come and conquer the city.
而一守望者，如果他是偷懒，他不尽责的时候，敌人就可以成功的入侵嗰个城市，去攻陷嗰个城市。
And that passage says the blood of the people was upon him.
而经文提到，百姓的血就系淋到呢个守望者嘅身上，要去负责。
He didn't do his job as a watchman.
因为佢冇尽责做一个守望者嘅工作。
But if he did his job and warned everyone.
如果他是履行他的工作的时候,
but if people didn't do anything, then he was innocent of their blood.
而城内居民是对于他的警告是置之不理的话，守望者就不需要去对于城内居民的流血负上责任。
And so he's saying that Paul was saying, my message was complete.
保罗说，我的信息是完全的。
I didn't leave out certain things that were perhaps not as popular.
我没有将某些的内容是保留低，唔去同人讲。
And even today, there are preachers who will avoid certain subjects.
今日有一些的报道家或者一些牧者，佢哋讲道嘅时候，将某些的内容系唔去宣讲。
People don't like to hear about sin anymore.
因为好多人对于咩罪嘅信息，佢哋唔想听。
They don't want to hear about hell.
有啲人唔中意听关于神嘅事情。
They don't want to hear about suffering and persecution.
佢哋唔想听关于咩受苦啊、逼迫嗰啲嘅嘢。
They don't want to hear about sexual purity.
他们不想听到哇，在性方面的圣洁。
They don't want to hear Christ is the only way.
他们不想听到哇，耶稣基督是唯一的道路。
And so Paul's message was complete.
但保罗那个信息是完全的。
And his conscience is clear because he preached the cold counsel of God.
他的良心是清洁的，因为他将神的旨意是完全的去宣讲。
So,Paul led by example.
所以保罗是用他的生命榜样 去领导。
He was motivated to declare and testify of God's grace.
他是去见证神的恩典是做他的动力。
He led by example in his manner and his humility.
他用他那个的态度是谦卑的去带领。
And he was also a person that whose message was complete.
而他是一个宣讲神完整信息的一个的仆人。
He gave them everything that God wanted them to know.
他将人需要知神给他的完全的去宣讲出来。
But the second major thing that Paul wants to share with these elders is to look out for spiritual wolves.
而第二样嘢，保罗要呢班长老留意嘅就系要提防嗰啲属灵上边嘅豺狼。
Verse 29, beginning with verse 29, I know that after my departure, fierce wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock, and from among your own selves will arise men speaking twisted things to draw away the disciples after them. Therefore, be alert, remembering that for 3 years I did not cease day or night to admonish everyone with tears.
我知道我去之后必有凶暴的豺狼进入你们中间，不爱惜羊群，就是你们中间也必有人起来说悖谬的话，要引诱门徒跟从他们。所以你们应当警醒，纪念我三年之久就夜不住的流泪，劝诫你们各人。
So who are these spiritual wolves?
哪些人是这些这样可以说是属灵的那些豺狼呢？
They are people who are teaching something that's contrary to God's word.
他们是那些在教导上面跟神的话语是相违背的人。
And the metaphor here is very vivid, isn't it?
这里所用的这个比喻是相当之的生动的。
It's talking about fierce wolves.
说一些是一些凶狠的豺狼
attacking these innocent sheep.
而去攻击嗰啲好纯洁嘅、好可爱嘅羊。
And if you think about it, it's not a very pretty picture.
都系谂下时候，嗰个图画并唔美丽嘅。
And that's why Paul tells people, you got to watch out.
所以保罗就叫个听众，你哋要小心啊。
That people sometimes don't realize how much damage these spiritual wolves can cause.
因为很多时候我们人并不领醒不到这些属灵的豺狼他们所做的伤害是何等巨大。
A few weeks ago, we had a booth at the August Moon Festival.
几个星期前我们教会在华埠的中秋节庆祝有一个摊档。
And we appreciate all the people that helped in that booth.
而我们是十分感激所有参与这个摊档工作的弟兄姊妹。
But I also took a walk through the rest of Chinatown to see what other booths that they have.
当时我去到的时候，也都即系睇喺嗰个嘅庆祝嘅活动嘅里边，有啲咩其他摊档咧
？And to my surprise, there were a lot of religious booths in the August Moon Festival.
而令我意外就系我见到好多系一啲系关于信仰其他信仰嘅摊档。
And for some people, they may think, oh, that's good. You know, people are becoming more spiritual.
有些人可能会认为，啊，这样一件好事，因为人开始去关心一些属灵的事情了。
But according to this passage, you've got to watch out.
但根据这段经文来讲的时候，我们应该小心戒备。
Because, well, a lot of these religious booths are talking about some other religion or other ways of looking at even what the Bible says.
因为这些摊档是讲及其他的宗教，他们是提供其他的途径去看关于宗教或者是神的话语。
And according to Paul, that's a danger.
保罗认为这是一件危险的事情。
And it can come from outside.
这个危险可以来自外界。
But it also can come from inside the church.
这个危险也可以在教会里面发生。
You notice it says in verse 30, and from among your own selves will arise men speaking twisted things to draw away the disciples after them.
因为第三十节保罗说，就是在你们中间也必有人起来说拨谋的话，要引诱门徒去跟从他们。
Some of these false teachers have some elements of the truth.
这个假教师有些他们是同信徒是很相似的。
But it is twisted.
但他们讲的说话是拨谋的。
So sometimes people may not be able to discern that this is false teaching.
有时我哋并唔容易去分辨出嗰啲系啲假嘅教导。
And I would say this is one of my biggest fears regarding BCEC into the future.
呢个系我对于我哋教会环保道会面对将来一个最大嘅担心嘅事情。
Because we live in a very liberal part of the country.
因为我哋身处喺呢个国家一个比较系。前衛開放的地區。
It's hard to be a Christian here in the Northeast.
在東北紐英倫區做一個基督徒是一件不容易的事情。
And there's so many attacks on biblical Christianity that we have to be on the alert.
對於篤信聖經的基督教，這裡是很多的攻擊，我們要提防。
Even Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount said this.
耶穌在這個的登山部分裡面這樣說。
In Matthew 7:15, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves.
在马太福音第七章十五节，主耶稣咁讲：你们要防备假先知，他们到你们这里来，外面披着羊皮，里面却是残暴的狼。
So how can you identify these false teachers?
我点去认出呢啲嘅假教师咧？
Because they are wolves in sheep's clothing.
因为他们是外面披着羊皮的狼。
They look like they're one of us.
他们外表上跟我们没什么分别。
But the Bible says, no, they're really wolves.
圣经说他们跟我们是不相似的，他们是豺狼来的。
And the most important way is to know God's word.
而去分辨他们最重要的是我们能够认识神的话语。
I think I've shared this illustration in the past, but when people want people to detect counterfeit money, they study the real thing.
我呢个例子以前都讲过，我呢度再重复，就系当人要去学习要辨认伪钞嘅时候，佢哋系首先系认识咩系真嘅银纸。
They don't study the counterfeit money.
佢哋唔会去研究嗰啲伪钞。
They know really well the real thing.
他们要学习认识那些真的银子是怎样。
And then they can detect counterfeit money.
他们就自然能够去分辨出哪些是假的银子。
And so people today need to know truly what does the Bible teach.
所以我今天我们要去认识究竟圣经是教导什么。
And today we celebrated the people that serve in Sunday school.
今日當場我哋慶祝嗰啲喺主學裏邊服侍嘅弟兄姊妹。
And one of the ways that you can know God's word is to go to Sunday school.
我哋要認識神嘅話語，其中一個方法就係我哋要去參加主日學。
To study God's word together with some of these teachers.
去一齊同呢啲老師一同嘅學習神嘅話語。
And over the years, you will be able to understand God's word.
慢慢經過幾年之後，我哋就更加明白神嘅
教導。You know what to believe and why.
我哋明白到我哋系信啲乜嘢，同埋点样点解。
And that will protect you against the false teaching that others will be trying to put upon you.
咁我哋就可能够保护自己，免受呢啲假教师嘅教导所影响。
Finally, Paul says this in verse 32.
而喺最后第三十二节，保罗咁样讲。
Now I commend you to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you up.And give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified.
第三十二节，保罗话：如今我把你们交托神和他恩惠的道，这道能建立你们，叫你们和一切成圣的人同得基业。
So Paul is not only saying lead by example.
保罗不单止话我哋要以身作则嘅去带领
，but he's also telling us to leave the church with God and His Word.
保罗更加话我哋要靠着神同佢神嘅道去带领。
And so Paul is saying, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace.
所以保罗说我交托，我把你们交托神和他恩惠的道。
Because perhaps the Ephesian elders were saying, oh, please, Paul, don't leave.
因为可能当时以弗所长老，他们会跪求保罗说，哎，不要走了。
We need you.
我们需要你啊。
But Paul is saying, no, I'm going to commend you. I'm going to leave you with God.
但保罗就说不得，我要离开，但我会将你交托给神和神的道。
Because Paul is saying, I'm replaceable.
保罗说我可以被取代。
I'm not important.
我不是最重要的那个。
The most important is God.
最重要是神。
And his word.
和神的话语。
Paul said this in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5 and 6.
在哥林多前书三章五到六节，保罗咁样讲。
What then is Apollos? What is Paul? Servants through whom you believed as the Lord assigned to each. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth.
保罗话：阿波罗算什么？保罗算什么？无非是执事，照主所赐给他们各人的，引导你们相信。我栽种了，阿波罗。
So God's work is not dependent upon any human being.
神的工作不是在乎任何人。
It is dependent upon God and His Word.
是在乎神和神的道。
And so we are dependent upon God.
所以我们要依靠我们的神。
We rely upon God.
我们要去依靠祂。
And we express this through our faith.
And
express this through our prayers.
也都靠着祈祷，将我们对神的信心依靠去表达出来。
Of course, we need to do our work in ministry.
当然我们要在侍奉当中做我们的工作。
But ultimately, we depend upon God.
但最终我们是要依靠神。
Now, the leadership has not decided on the next senior pastor yet.
我们教会的领袖还没决定谁是下一任接任的主任牧师。
But even if we know who this person is, don't depend on him.
就算我们知道他是谁的时候，我们不要依靠他。
We have a wonderful pastoral staff.
我们教会有一个真的很出众的教牧团队。
People are amazed that our pastoral staff is able to work together in harmony.
我们的团队里面的同工能够和谐地一起去服侍。
But don't depend on the pastoral staff.
但是不要依靠这班教牧的同工。
Don't depend on any human leader.
不要依靠任何属血气的领袖。
Ultimately depend upon God and His Word.
我最终是要依靠神和神的道。
So my prayer is that indeed we would follow some of the admonitions that Paul has for the church at Ephesus.
我祈求就是我们能够去遵照保罗这书所给以弗所的长老一些的劝谕去做。
That all of us would lead by example.
我们各人都能够是用我们的生命榜样去带领。
Again, not just the elders of the church, but all of us.
不单止教会里面的长老，是我们每个人。
Because, we need to let our lives speak for us.
因为我们要让我们的生命去述说出我们的信仰。
Because the outside world sees the church as a bunch of hypocrites.
外间看我们教会可能当我们一班假冒伪善的人。
They may say one thing, but they act another way.
他说我们是讲一套做一套。
But I hope that you will be able to not only share about God's love, but you live it out in your daily lives.
我盼望我们能够不单只是用言语去表达我们的信仰，也能够去用生命去活出这个信仰。
I would love to see that our church knows God's word so well.
我希望見到我哋嘅教會係能夠更深去認識神嘅話語。
That we would be able to repel the attacks of spiritual wolves.
我哋可以抵抗嗰啲屬靈豺狼所給予嘅攻擊。
And that we would be commending our future not upon human leaders, but upon God.
而我哋嘅將來唔係交喺人嘅領導嘅上邊，而交喺神嘅領導嘅裏邊。
And we show this through our faith.And through our prayers.
透過我哋嘅禱告，我哋嘅信心去表現出嚟。
Let's bow together in prayer.
我同心祈禱。